Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. As the world's attention has been focused on the Syrian conflict, Iraq threatens to slide back into civil war. More than 1,000 people have been killed there in the past 2 months, making it the deadliest period in Iraq since 2008, when the U.S. ended its so-called surge of troops there. The current bloodshed is so bad, the U.N. special representative to Iraq sounded a dire alarm. Martin Kobler told reporters in Baghdad that systemic violence is ready to explode at any moment if all Iraqi leaders do not engage immediately to pull the country out of this mayhem. Rami Ruhayem is with the BBC's Arabic service. He's in Baghdad. And Rami, can you tell us, are there pockets where this violence is occurring, or is it just all over the country?
Well, there is one exception. It's the Kurdish north, probably the most secure area in the country. We very rarely hear of anything happening over there. Other than that, it's mostly all over the country. Baghdad, very hard hit in many cases. Mosul, Ramadi, Anbar, the western provinces. Also, of course, many Shia areas. Probably the south is a little bit more secure than other areas of the country, but the only place where we do not see bombs or assassinations is probably the Kurdish north.
Mm. And as you mentioned, assassination attempts in Anbar province on the governor there, he escaped that. Car bombs in Baghdad, roadside bombs. Do you have a sense as to why this is all happening now?
Well, it's not just happening now. It's been happening for the past 10 years, actually, ever since the United States and Britain invaded and knocked Saddam Hussein out of power. So it's not really new. And obviously, every time something big happens, observers and everybody tries to link it to the latest political developments, whether inside Iraq or in the neighborhood, for example, elections or what's going on in Syria. But this kind of violence hasn't really stopped for the past 10 years.
So, Rami, this doesn't seem like an unusual uptick in violence. I mean, 1,000 people dead in 2 months. I take your point that Iraq has been ground down by violence and warfare for a decade now, but this isn't out of the ordinary?
Well, possibly the last week, not just the last month, but the last week has seen probably what you could call an uptick. But it's very difficult to measure whether violence is going up or down in Iraq, because you see sudden outbursts within a week or a month or even several weeks or months. And then you see a period of relative security. But yes, we have seen quite a lot of attacks during the past week. And of course, rumors. You know, maybe this is the new thing. We've heard rumors of sectarian killings, and that would be new because we haven't seen that since 2006, 2007.
Well, tell me more about that. I mean, there seems to be an even greater rising of Sunni-Shia tension in Iraq. So is there any evidence that those rumors of sectarian violence, there's substance to those rumors?
The rumor, of course, was that in Sunni areas of Baghdad, there are basically checkpoints manned by irregular militias seeking revenge for attacks or car bombs in Shia areas. So that's the rumor. We haven't seen any evidence of that. The government said we haven't seen any such thing and has urged people to call if they see any irregular checkpoints. No proof yet, but rumors are enough to scare people.
Mm. Well, we have some tape here from Iraq's foreign minister. This is Hoshyar Zabari speaking at a news conference about the current situation. Let's listen to that.
It's the government's responsibility to redouble its efforts, to revise its security plans, to contain this wave, to prevent that from sliding into sectarian conflict or war, as I and you witnessed in 2006-2007.
So, Rami, do Iraqis have any confidence that the government would actually do that and do something to tamp down this wave of violence and prevent a sectarian conflict?
Well, in terms of trying to appear that it's doing something, we've seen plenty of that during the past few days. There's an ongoing military operation in Anbar, close to the Syrian border. There's also a police operation in central Iraq, and police have announced several arrests. Also, we've seen the prime minister taking to Baghdad streets during the past 2 days, once at night and another time during the day, checking checkpoints and walking around and talking to people. So obviously this is a very staged and well-managed event, but it all goes to show that the government feels it needs to say to the people, actually, we are looking into this and we are trying to do something. However, the issue of confidence is it's very far from clear whether people have confidence. On the contrary, we hear a lot of sarcasm and people make fun of the government's efforts to stop this kind of violence.
Mm. And finally, Rami, I'm still very taken by what you said earlier, that this has been going on for a decade now. I'm wondering, what do the people of Iraq, the people in Baghdad who you're surrounded by every day, what are they telling you? Do they feel forgotten?
Well, depends, forgotten by whom. I don't think there's any kind of expectation that some kind of help is should be coming from outside of Iraq. They feel bitter, probably, and their bitterness is directed at various different parties, depending on where they stand in Iraq's political division. They could be bitter. And there is, of course, the feeling that there is external intervention in all of Iraq's affairs, including intelligence intervention and possibly money coming in to fund armed groups. Of course, if you ask which states are doing that, you will get a different answer depending on who you ask in Baghdad. But the general feeling is the same across the country.
And is that feeling an exhaustion of exhaustion of this violence?
Exhaustion of the violence, yes. A feeling that neighboring states have a hand in it. And, of course, the suspicion, not just of neighboring states, but unfortunately of one another.
That's the BBC's Rami Ruhayem. He works for the BBC's Arabic service, speaking to us from Baghdad. Rami, thank you so much.
Thank you.
News is next, here and now.